I remember in the seventh grade meeting an astronaut. Her name was Jessica Meir, and she grew up in my hometown of Caribou, Maine. In fact, she was very good friends with my mother. Even being from a small backwoods town, she made a life for herself through hard work and dedication. I remember walking up to her and getting her autograph after she and my mother embraced. She told me to always follow my dreams wherever they happen to lead me. She's been one of my role models ever since. While, in the grand scheme of things, her part in history may be a small one, it is a part of history nonetheless. I tell this story because it shows that history has produced some extraordinary people, people who have done wondrous things. These people are perfect role models for today's youth, and they inspire young people like me every day. From Jessica, I learned to be brave, I learned to always follow my dreams, and I learned to never, ever give up. Other figures have taught me lessons. From Martin Luther King Jr., I learned to be kind and accepting of everybody. From Rosa Parks, I learned to stand up for what is right, no matter the cost. From Albert Einstein, I learned to be curious and to question everything I came across. From Mother Teresa, I learned to do good even if no one is around to witness it, because proving myself to them wasn't important anyway. Finally, from Abe Lincoln, I learned that we can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice that thorn bushes have roses. And while I may not always be successful at being all or any of these attributes, these people have taught me to aspire to be them anyway. These people, and many, many more, inspire our youth to be the best they can be. They give us hope for the future, and they instill in us the belief that if we follow our hearts and stay true to ourselves, we can do anything. They are part of the future just as they are part of the past, because they are shaping the future citizens of our great nation. Because of these people, I want to do something extraordinary. Will I end up doing something important? Maybe not, but the very act of aspiring to that standard will push me towards success. The history of these people and many, many more is, in essence, the collective knowledge and experience of the human race. Whether extraordinary or rather ordinary, everyone has added something valuable to it. Because of this, we would do well to learn from it and be inspired by it. Sometimes, to move forwards, we have to look backwards and, in doing so, we have to discover ourselves in the process. History is one of the greatest catalysts for reflection, self-improvement, and enlightenment. We can learn from so many people, from so many backgrounds, all with vastly different experiences, and in this process we break down the wall of ignorance that our modern society has placed in front of us. Ignorance is the bane of progress, and our only hope for defeating it is to look back on our past triumphs, discoveries, and mistakes so that we can learn from them. It is in this self-discovery that we learn the most about our humanity and what it means to be an American. It is not only from famous historical figures that we can learn, but from everyday people who rise in the face of disaster. On 9/11, our firefighters and first responders went into the burning towers to save as many lives as possible. During and after Hurricane Harvey, we read stories and saw photos of people floating in the streets in their vehicles, trying to save as many people and animals as possible. The names of these heroes are lost to history, and they will never get the recognition they deserve. However, we can still learn from these ordinary, yet in every way extraordinary, people. They are just like us. They have families, jobs, hopes, dreams, and flaws. Much like Jessica Meir, they show us that everyone has the potential to be extraordinary, no matter where we come from, how much money we have, what color our skin is, or what religion we believe in. I'm not saying history in itself is the hope for our future. As Robert Penn Warren put it, history cannot give us a program for the future, but it can give us a fuller understanding of ourselves and of our common humanity so that we can better face the future. In short, we are the hope for the future. We, the American people, are the only ones who can control our fate. However, history provides us with the knowledge we need to tackle the future, and it gives us the best understanding of our triumphs and mistakes so that we can continue to march towards a more perfect future.